Hey, what's up everybody? Alex Rogers from Protein Factory, and I just got done writing a blog post about essentially combining fish products or products from the ocean to help build muscle, obviously. And, you know, it's just too much fun. It's too, the research is just too cool not to put this stack together, so I had to put it together. First, we have the hydrolyzed salmon protein isolate, which is also known as Salmobolic 98. If you haven't gotten a chance to check out the research behind it, probably some of the best research I've ever seen as far as relationship to protein goes. I mean, there's a lot of research out there, a boatload of on whey protein, a decent amount on hydrolyzed protein powders, including whey, casein, ton on PeptoPro, casein. So, of course, we'd want to see it on hydrolyzed salmon. On a side note, I should have I'll be talking to the manufacturer. I'll make it into a podcast, I think, this week. But anyway, yeah, I mean, some great research on hydrolyzed salmon. Let me tell you what I like about hydrolyzed salmon is that it's a different source of protein. And fish is a great source of protein, without a doubt. You have chicken, beef, fish, okay, eggs, milk, okay? So all those things, food products that I mentioned, that's where you get your protein powder from. So casein and whey obviously come from the cow. And the salmon obviously is salmon protein. So that's what I like about it. It's a meat product. Essentially, fish is a meat. So, and not only that, but wait till you guys hear how this product is made. It is from one of the, they just do things awesome in Europe. I've been to manufacturing plants in Germany, the Netherlands, and maybe one day I'll get out to the Netherlands to see how this hydrolyzed salmon is made. But I think there's actually a video on it, but it's not too complicated. But anyway, great protein source, and the studies are early, but they're there, and I posted them on my site for you to check out. So after that is krill oil, okay? And krill oil is, not only is it very healthy for you, if you get high quality, okay? There's a problem with fish oil manufacturing and fish oil and krill oil manufacturing as far as quality goes. So you want to make sure you buy good quality. Now, that's where my expertise comes into play. You just don't want to run out to Walmart and buy generic krill oil. Okay, so I put it on the website. You'll be able to see which krill oil I recommend. And the study is also there. Okay, so you need 3 grams of krill oil a day, which is not a lot. You'll need, try to buy like 2 or 3 bottles. Okay, the stuff has gotten inexpensive because it's so competitive, so it's not, and it's good for you, you know, like I said, it's just good, healthy product for you. After that is fish oil. Now, fish oil is a cool, very cool subject to talk about because it's so competitive, and fish oil is extremely healthy for you, but I almost want to, like, fish oil is like saying protein powder. You know, you got egg, whey, milk. What protein powder are you talking about? Same with fish oil, okay? Fish oil, you just can't say fish oil because you have different kinds of fish oil, different companies. You know, Alaska Omega's making a great one. Then you have herring oil. You also have an EPA oil. You just have a ton of different fish oils, and they're on my site, and they're good quality products. And I also put a link there, too, as well. Even algae. Okay, I put a product up there because it's coming out of the ocean. So, you know, this is another great product to check out. So you want to combine all those 3 products and combine it with protein while you're getting the hydrolyzed salmon. And there you have it. And I also put 3 different stacks on there. Hardcore users, intermediate users, and beginner users. So hardcore will be people that don't care about taste, okay? So the stack is 1/4 cup of Salmobolic 98, 2 teaspoons of leucine peptides. Now, I put the leucine peptides in there because there's nothing wrong with getting extra leucine, okay? It's the player in the amino acid world to help increase muscle protein synthesis. So 2 teaspoons of that. You buy yourself 3 bottles of krill oil, take some of that, and some fish oil, and that's your stack. Okay, for intermediate users, 1 tablespoon of Salmobolic 98, 1 tablespoon of Pepto-Pro, and 2 tablespoons of whey isolate. And then, you know, you consume the krill oil and fish oil. And then for the beginners who never tried Protein Factory products before and are sold on milkshakes, like your protein has to taste like Fruit Loops. Okay, I actually saw that the other day. A Fruit Loop flavored milkshake. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, let's start to man up. Okay, so if you're still drinking Fruit Loop flavored milkshakes, and time to man up. Okay, get off the sweetness, get off the artificial sweeteners, start to man up. Okay, so but for the beginners, 1 tablespoon of Salmobolic, 3 tablespoons of whey isolate, and you put a pacifier on it and drink your krill oil and fish oil. Okay, so that's it. Good luck with it. If you want to try it, I'm curious to see how, you know, if you do take it, let me know. Feedback is great. You can always text me or whatever. And that's it. Oh, text me. Yeah, text me. 732-901-9600. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.